We've been digging into a story for the last few months now, and interesting results have come back. Do you know the way we always talk about parking on this programme and how there seems to be zero tolerance with parking around Northern Ireland? In other words, if you park and you don't pay or you overrun your meter by a few seconds, a few minutes, the parking wardens are in there and you're slapped with a £90 fine. Well, guess what? We can reveal this morning that there is a special dispensation, a special situation that has been created on the hill, that has been created at Stormont. Because when you illegally park in Stormont, you get a warning letter. And some 1,788 of these warning letters have been handed out at Stormont, where all the politicians work. Guess what? Guess of the 1,788 warning letters, guess how many parking fines have actually been issued? The 1,788, would it be half? Would it be about 800 odds? Would it be 500? Would it be 50? Here's the answer. None. Zero. They don't fine themselves. You see, they fine all the rest of us. Anywhere you go in Northern Ireland, the fines are automatically slapped onto you. But in Stormont, absolutely nothing. Vincent, tell Vinny to come in here, please. Let's get him up. Because he's been trying to dig and dig into this information for quite a long time. And of course, it took us weeks and weeks. We put in a Freedom of Information request. Guess what? They didn't release the information within the allocated time. And we had to put more and more pressure on. So then we started to ask more questions. And we said, look, the Department of Regional Development that oversee all of these parking charges, the Department of Regional Development that employ the company that hands us out our £90 fines once we go over by a couple of minutes. So we asked the question, how much? Surely they don't give their own staff free car parking spaces and we pay for it. Surely they don't buy parking spaces around the city and around Northern Ireland. Well, the Department of Regional Development, wait for this, they got back to us and they said that that's all overseen by DFP, the Department of Finance and Personnel. So we asked the question, how many free car parking spaces is the taxpayer paying for? So that the civil servants in the Department of Finance and Personnel, this is Simon Hamilton, DUP new minister up there, his new department. How many parking spaces are we actually buying for these civil servants while we also have to pay for our parking? Do you want to hear how much you're paying? For the year 2012-2013, you, the taxpayer, provided civil servants at DFP, ready, with £175,907 worth of free parking you paid for the civil servants. Now, if you're a nurse, do you get free parking in the hospital? If you're working in the town and you're a shop assistant, maybe on 12, 13, 14 grand a year, do you get subsidised parking? No, you don't. And you see, there are two different elements to this story. One is they've created a special situation for themselves in Stormont where absolutely nobody. It's a free-for-all. You get a warning letter, but that's it. No fine whatsoever. And then on top of that, they buy themselves free car parking spaces around Northern Ireland. But they don't buy it for themselves, of course. You pay for it. And Vincent, how long did it take us to get this information? Did they deliver it in a day or two when we asked?
Well, no, initially we asked a few months ago and we chased it for about a week trying to get them to respond to us. And then we had to go down the line of putting in an FOI, which is supposed to take 20 working days to get a response. It took about 2 months and they finally got back to us, apologised for the delay.
So they broke the rules?
They did.
They broke the guidelines. They withheld the information.
And, well, initially, they didn't want to give it to us initially because we had just put in a normal press request.
Yeah.
But that didn't work. We didn't get any response to it. So what they actually said at the time was that they were waiting for the minister to sign off the response But that didn't happen, so we took the next step, which was the FOI.
Now, to be clear, MLAs get free car parking up in Stormont.
Yeah, so they have a car parking, their own space.
Of course they do. They've got their own spaces. Of course they do. And do they pay for those spaces? Of course they don't. So not only have they got their own spaces, but then they've got these spaces for their mates and anyone else visiting. And, you know, if you take a 40-foot truck and park it up in WL Lines in Stormont...
You'll get a wee ticket.
You get a wee... You won't.
No, you'll get a wee ticket in your window saying, please don't do this again.
But you don't get a fine.
No, not no one. Fine. Not one in the last 5 years.
You see, what I might do next week...
Yes?
Is I might... In fact, why don't I do it this week? I wonder, could I park and ride? So if I take my car... and park it up in Stormont on the WL Lines,
right,
and then get a bus down to the BBC. Why couldn't I do that?
I don't know.
If it's free car parking...
They're not going to give you a ticket.
If it's a free-for-all, well, I could get it free.
You're not going to get fined. That's a good idea. We could do that. It'd be a bit of a pain getting down here.
Why don't
we
go further? Because they wouldn't make an exception for me. Why don't I get a massive big bus?
Right.
Or a Saracen or a tank. Or
a
something
monster
like that,
truck, something
right?
like that.
Seriously.
Something modest. Like
I'm actually being serious.
I know you're being serious.
And why don't I bring it up and park it?
Right.
On at Stormont, on the WL Lines.
Okay. Do you know what? If they seen you coming, though, I'm not sure they'd let you in.
Seamus Close with us today. Morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you, former MLA. What on earth is going on up there? Special treatment again?
Well, in a way, but I'm a wee bit confused over your attitude to this, Stephen, because I know that you are like me and you avoid paying for parking wherever possible.
I get done most times.
Yes, but you try to avoid it wherever possible.
But the point is, it's double standards. It's clear double standards.
No, it's not. In many respects, it's a private estate with public access. And it's got access that is secure at all entrances. At least it used to be whenever I was there. There was secure access. So therefore, they have control over who is entering and leaving Stormont. And most of the people that are going up there, forget about what you know, digging at the MLAs and that. You know, that's another issue. But the civil servants and those that are going to work, also if you go up as a constituent to lobby, to see a minister or whatever, why in the name of goodness should you have to pay for that?
Well,
I am opposed to paying for parking wherever possible.
But why?
I think parking at hospitals to visit the sick is fundamentally wrong.
But why? Why is there not consistency across Northern Ireland? If the MLAs want to give themselves and their mates free parking, if the Department of Finance and Personnel then wants to provide free parking, not just for their staff in Stormont, but anywhere in Northern Ireland, they'll buy it for you if you're working up there. By the way, we'll pay for it. Why can't a nurse have free parking?
Well, exactly. And
why can't a shop assistant in Belfast City Centre be given a subsidy? Why is it only going to the politicians and their friends and their mates?
No,
why?
Let's take it step by step. I agree with you totally. Why should the nurses have to pay? Why should people visiting the sick have to pay? But as far as employees are concerned, if you have to pay for parking, then yes, let good employers pay for their employees. I agree with that absolutely. And I have no difficulty. If you look at, for example, the free car parking that's paid by the Department of Regional Development, and you mentioned it was, what, 175,000? That's about...
That's only one department, by the way.
Sorry?
That's only one department.
That's only one department, yes.
So maybe we should go around, and what we will do, maybe we should go around all the government departments, and if you take that as an average, and I don't know if you can or you can't, but if you did take that as an average, she'd be up to close to a million.
Yeah, but it's
of our money that they're buying themselves.
But are we not looking at it the wrong way around? Should we be not looking at all firms and saying, why do firms not provide parking for their employees?
But in the public sector, the politicians have decided that they will not provide free parking for staff, for the ordinary people who are out doing a day's job, and yet they give it to themselves free.
Yes, it is wrong, I believe, that employees should have to pay to park to go to work. I just think it is wrong. I'm opposed to parking. It is a revenue stream that has crept in over this past, 15, 20 years. It goes up and up and up. And what return do the general public get for it? Zero, because our roads are getting worse, our footpaths are getting worse. So it's just a rip-off. But I don't think that you improve that rip-off by attacking the places where it is free or provided for by taxpayers.
Why don't the rest? There's so many different angles to this story. Again, another blatant example of double standards, why don't the rest of us get a warning letter when we overrun by 5 or 6 minutes?
I agree with you, but you know, if you go back to the fundamentals,
you know, I want the warning letter anyway. If I cancel my parking payment now, I want a warning letter. If someone's rushing up into the hospital and don't pay for their parking, why don't they get a warning letter? So the only people in Northern Ireland who get a little warning letter are the friends and colleagues of the politicians in Stormont. Like, you couldn't make it up. The DUP's Lord Morrow with us this morning. Are you going to stand over this?
Well, good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I'm not sure that you're comparing like with like here all of the time, but I suspect maybe the reason for the difference of plan in the Stormont estate is because perhaps the bylaws for enforced parking do not apply in Stormont, and those would have been carried over from years gone by. But
they've told us the Stormont estate is a private estate governed by its own bylaws.
Yeah.
So they could change their own bylaws. They could, for example, bring more money into the public purse. They're not doing so. They are giving their mates and their colleagues just a free ride. I'll tell you what I want it. I'm going to do a parking ride up in Stormont. Let's see if they find me.
Well, you don't have to go to Stormont to get free parking. I mean, doctors and nurses, people who are employed in local government, those who are on the police, those who are school teachers, they don't have to pay for their all-day parking.
People shopping
I don't believe they should.
People working in Belfast, people going to hospital, people working in hospitals. Why are all these people being treated differently? And by the way, what's an MLA salary?
Well, an MLA salary, it's well documented what an MLA salary is, but I mean, if you're concerned about the parking at Stormont, I have a bit of good news for you in this respect, that they're creating more parking spaces at Stormont.
So for themselves?
The congestion. No, not for. It'll be for, like, if you come and want to talk to a constituent or to an MLA about a problem that you have, then there will be parking for you to do that.
Lord Morrow.
Yes.
Would it not, at least, and look, it's not the biggest issue in the world.
No.
But would it not be necessary for politicians to lead by example, and whoever is deciding up there to give themselves free parking, whoever is deciding up there that there should be penalties around Northern Ireland, everywhere, for anybody who breaches a parking regulation, but in Stormont it's a complete free-for-all, that they cannot, will not hand out a fine? Is that really setting an example?
Stephen, what I was trying to say before, but you wouldn't let me finish, was that I mean, there are the yellow lines all around the roads and the inroads to Stormont, and I strongly believe that those should be observed. So do, and I accept that they're not just put down there to decorate the road, but they're there to help for the free flow of traffic and for the safety of those who are using those roads. But let it be said too, that parking around Stormont is very difficult. There are very few spaces available for those who are coming into Stormont to park who haven't got friends.
So therefore, why are there no fines? If it's not them looking after themselves and their mates, why are there no fines?
Well, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be fines for those who park irregular, but for those who observe the rules and the law, then they should. But to be fair, I mean, you go up there on a sitting day, there are a lot of people who are coming into Stormont, either to lobby or from the departments, and they do find it great difficulty in getting a parking.
But Lord Morrow, people will be going apoplectic at what you're saying this morning for this reason. I'll tell you why, with all due respect. Have you any idea how difficult it is to park, to find a parking space when you're out working? When you're going into the city centre, when you're working anywhere, you know, if I even think of Belfast, trying to find a street where you don't have to pay, it's virtually impossible, or you have to walk long distances. If you're paying for parking, it's a significant proportion of some people's incomes. Some people are paying thousands of pounds a year to rent people's driveways in order to find a parking space. And what's Stormont doing? Stormont is saying, and this is exactly what they're saying, if you overrun by a few minutes on your parking meter, we will slap. We've just increased the fine. We need to do this. We've just put the fine up to 90 quid. Secondly, if you sit in an urban clearway, no exceptions, you will be absolutely, totally fined. And yet Stormont, no fines. Then they give their own staff, they use 175 grand of our money to buy their own staff parking spaces around the city centre in one department alone, while everyone else is having to put their hand in their pocket?
Well, of course...
How's that fair?
Well, hold on a moment now. You're not totally accurate in what you're saying here.
Why?
You are saying that you will be fined £90. You will not be fined £90. You will be fined £45.
No, you if, not if true. You paid, will be
no,
if it's paid within 14 days.
Specified period. Yes.
Yeah, but not everybody, Lord Morrow, can find that money within 14 days. Some of them have to wait till they're paid at the end of the month. You know, the fine is £90. There's a 50% discount. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, there's no discount at Stormont because there's no fine. They look after themselves.
Let me say, first of all, I have its constituents have come to me here in Dungannon and South Tyrone, where I have appealed cases for them. And I want to say this, when I've looked at their, listened to what they have to say, I have submitted an appeal on their behalf. Some of those cases I have won, some of them I have lost. So therefore, those who are enforcing this do have heart, and they do listen to what's been said and saying, what's up? Fair and just in that particular instance. Now, let me say this. I can speak to you as one who's got a share of parking tickets because I have an office in the town.
Yeah.
I run in to speak to someone. Another phone call comes in and something else happens, something else. And lo and behold, I'm over my time. And when I go out, I have a ticket there just to remind me that I shouldn't do that again. But it's not true to say either because that everybody else out there pays. Because there are plenty of people who are going to their work today in Dungannon and every other town right across the province here, and they have free parking all day.
How come there is so much money afloat? While we're hearing about cuts in departments, while we're hearing about, you know, how we need to tighten our belts in terms of investment in Northern Ireland, we see cuts in services in Northern Ireland because there's so little money. How come in one department alone, the Department of Finance and Personnel, they've got £175,000 of our money to throw at their staff to say, there you go, have a wee freebie parking space. There you go. Don't you pay for it. You might be on 30, 40, 50 grand a year. Don't you pay for it. My goodness, not like anyone else. No.
Well, we use taxpayers'
money for that.
Yeah, but hold on a moment. You're assuming that everybody that's parked on those double yellow lines are civil servants. They're not civil servants.
No, I'm talking...
Are.
No, no,
some
we're getting mixed are. Up now. The 170...
They are constituents who are coming to visit...
No,
and
no,
talk
no.
And
but Lord Morrow, we're getting mixed up and it's my fault. Not only are there free car parking spaces in Stormont, the £175,000 is for parking spaces around Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Outside of Stormont. Just to make sure that nobody in the DFP needs to put their hand in their own pocket. My goodness, they shouldn't have to pay to park at work.
Well, I mean,
my goodness, that would
said, if you're employed in local government today, you don't have to pay for your all day parking.
So why does everybody else?
If you're employed as a policeman, you don't have to pay for your all-day
parking.
So
why does a nurse...
If you're employed as a school teacher, you don't have to...
So why does a patient at a hospital, why does a nurse, why does a kid that's on 12 or 13 grand a year getting their first job, why are they having to pay?
Well, I suspect the rationale or the reason perhaps behind it is that if I am going to, for instance, today to see a patient in a hospital, I'll be there for an hour, maybe at the most. I'll not be sitting there all day, so I'm not. And so, therefore, it's not part of my job to be at the hospital.
Kid in Belfast City Centre, working in the retail, first job, maybe getting 12, 13 grand a year, minimum wage. Why are they having to pay?
Well, I understand that there are free parking places in Belfast too that
really?
Not all pay.
Could you tell me where they are? Because I'll take one.
No, will you tell me where they are?
Because I have no idea.
That I understand that there are some, but I do accept.
I'll tell you where they are.
That a lot of retailers could do more to facilitate their staff to provide parking facilities.
You see, if I can get myself a tank, I'll be up there parking it in Stormont's lawn tomorrow morning. Kevin in Belfast. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think it's scandalous. Like, at the end of the day, it's the hospital that's the big problems as well. Like, you go in there and sometimes, like, I had occasion there, I had to go up. My mother took seriously ill, and she went to the RVH hospital. I was quite prepared to pay in there, but by the time you queue up and get into it, my mother could have been dead. Now, what I'd done was I drove up a Falls Road, and I seen an urban clearway saying on the middle of Falls Road, 4:30 to 6:30. And I thought, I mean, I'm happy enough to go in there. I'm all right. I'm cleared to go in there. So I then come out. I thought myself, I need to get out before that. I came out at 3:30, and there was a sticker on my window saying that I'm sitting on a bus lane. Now, the bus lane, there's a wee sign above the urban clearway saying as well, this is a bus lane as well. Now, it didn't say what time, it just says bus lane. Now, Does that not contradict? I was prepared to pay it on the 14 days.
Here's what you should have asked for, Kevin. You should have asked for a warning letter.
Well, what I did
You should have said, hold on a minute. Don't be fighting me. If any of us get parking tickets today, we shouldn't expect tickets. Let's just get a little warning letter.
Well, I would have been copy of a letter, and then I thought myself, well, I'll know to look out for this wee blue sign again. But when I rung up on the 14 days, I was quite prepared to pay the £45. But when I explained the situation to the guy on the phone, he says, well, no, you have that's a contradiction. You have a right for appeal there. So when I put in the letter of the appeal and explained the situation all to him, I got a strict letter back saying, you should never have been parked. It's still, and now what? You have to pay the full price.
Of course you do. You have to pay. They don't install it. And they provide, and we buy them car parking spaces all around the town. Andy. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Stephen. My daughter's a medical sack in the city hospital, and she had to pay for parking throughout the year. And my wife's disabled, and whenever I take her to the hospital, I got to pay for parking too. So why should them fat cats up the hill not pay for their parking too?
Maybe out of their £46,000 salary a year, they couldn't afford it.
Well, it's only, you just went up to 48 there, Stephen. It sounds ridiculous. And they're probably getting all their wee teas and all their wee cream buns and all free, which you would probably like.
I don't think I'll get it. Do you think I should go up seriously? Do you think I should park there every day next week?
Of course you should. And maybe you get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and a couple of wee cream buns, Stephen. That would just make your day.
Ronnie Crawford's with us today, Lisburn councillor. What are your views on this, Ronnie?
Good morning, Stephen. The question I want to ask is this.
Ronnie, I can't hear you. We'll see if we can get it fixed.
Sorry, Paul, can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead, Ronnie.
The question I want to ask is this, Stephen. If MLAs were subject to the same laws as they make for the rest of us, would they have voted to increase the parking fines to £90? Because the justification for that was that they were running £2 million short on the administration of car parking. And I disagree with Lord Morrow there when he says, retailers should be doing something about providing car parking spaces. Retailers are being driven out of business by the traffic wardens. I was speaking to a chap in a carpet shop in Lisburn just last week. He says on average every week there's 7 people who have to leave his shop because traffic wardens are about to ticket his car. And he makes the point that there should be more car parking spaces at Stormont. Well, actually, there should be less MLAs because if we were governed in the same way as the Scottish and Welsh devolution assemblies, we would have about 55 MLAs. So that would drastically reduce the demand for car parking up at Stormont.
How do you view this situation? That they've created a special situation where they work, where there cannot ever be any fines issued. Absolutely none. And meanwhile, the ordinary citizen gets a fine every time.
Well, they're simply demonstrating that they are a ruling elite, that they don't want to be governed by the same laws as the rest of us. And this is a corruption of democracy, because if they were governed by the same laws, they wouldn't make the same decisions, probably. So they should be subject to the same laws as us. And it's an opportunity now for the department to bring more money into the executive to reduce the deficit on car parking and to do something about the strict enforcement of the traffic laws in the city centres.
Ronnie, thank you. Andy. Morning, Andy. Sorry, Andy, you've already been on. George and Glen Gormley. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, George.
We heard that there was going to be a big air show and a big festival down in Newcastle on Saturday. So we decided to go down. Now, the traffic was awful, but anyway, by the time we got into the the promenade, the air show had started. So I drove up the promenade and I spotted a wee parking spot, a lovely spot where it just sweeps round the bay. And a gentleman come down to me and he says, "Watch out," he says, "for the traffic wardens are putting tickets on the cars."
Yeah. And they were.
At the air show. And the one, the car behind me that I parked behind had a ticket on it.
Of course.
We had to keep one eye on the air show and one eye up the road for these traffic wardens. They were putting tickets on everywhere.